We're going to discuss something from Padma Puran, describing the yearly vow of Magh Mas Vrata. Magh comes every year in the winter time, approximately from January 20th till February 20th. It's a very cold time of the year. This is the time when they have Magh Mela or Kumbh Mela in Allahabad. And the primary activity there, of course, is Sadhu Sangha and fasting. But the main activity is everyone comes there to Allahabad to bathe in the Triveni. Saraswati is hidden, but the Ganga is flowing there, Jamuna is flowing there. So it's a very auspicious time when nectar is falling from Mohini's nectar pot at particular nakshatras and star combinations. So people want to bathe at those auspicious times in order to accumulate sukriti, which will move them closer to God. And we see during this month, in the terms of our Vaishnava calendar, that many great devotees appear or disappear. Syavravava, Tirobhava, various devotees, such as Ramchandra Kaviraj and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jayadev Goswami, Lochan Das Thakur, and what to speak of Srimati Vishnupriya Devi and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Raghunandan Thakur, and Raghunath Das Goswami. Then it's appearance day of Mahavishnu, Srila Dvaita Charya, and it's Bijmastami. And it's also a disappearance of Madhvacharya, a disappearance of Ramanujacharya, the appearance of Rahadev, and last but not least, it's the appearance day of Lord Nityananda in this month of Magh, and also the appearance day of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. So, all in all, it's an extremely auspicious month. Many, many great saints and the Lord Himself, Bhagavan Vaitacharya or Mahavishnu, Bhagavan Balaram or Nityananda, they appeared in this month, and Vishnupriya Devi. So it's very, very auspicious month. And there are many other also contemporary saints that appeared at this time, in this month also. So you can see that it's a very auspicious month, Magh Mas. Magh, Vaishak, and Kartik are considered to be the three most pious months of the year to do any religious functions, Magh, Vaishak, and Kartik. Whereas every day is a good day, but especially these days. So as I mentioned, Kumbh Mela in Allahabad, everyone gathers there primarily to take auspicious baths, Mangala Snan, Makar Sankranti Snan, which is January 14th, which is about a week or so before the beginning of Magh Mas. That's in Posh Mas. Sankranti, when the sun moves into the northern hemisphere. It's called Uttarayan Gol. Uttarayan, ayana means to move or to reside. In the Uttar, in the northern hemisphere, Uttarayan Gol and Dakshinarayan Gol. So it moves to the north, the days become longer, and become, because the sun is actually closer to India at this time. And the sun comes up earlier and sets later. The days become longer and warmer. Then summer comes. Then the solstice, summer solstice, is around June 22nd or so. And then the sun starts to move to the south, Dakshinarayan. So in this Magh Mas, the main thing, as in Kartik, the main activity of Kartik is offering lots of lamps. Hanging ghee lamps from the sky in the temple or in your yard. Fix a pole there off the branch of a tree, hang a ghee lamp, a kanda ghee lamp, 24 hours, continuous burning for the whole month, or inside the temple room. Or ghee lamps at the base of Tulsi, or next to a Tulsi garden, or beside Thakurji, or by the entrance doors to your house or gate. It's very much emphasized. So that is the month of lights. Kartik is the month of lights, and it's famous for Diwali, Deepavali. Avali means row of. Avali means a group of, a row of, or a series of. Chandravali means a series of moons, or a group of moons. Avali, Padavali. There's a book by Rupa Goswami called Padavali. Pad means verses of poetry. Pad, Sanskrit pad. So Padavali means rows and rows of poems, group of poems. And there are different shlokas there by great devotees, including himself, and plus he's collected many. It's an anthology of verses glorifying, poetic Sanskrit verses glorifying the Lord and his attributes and energies and activities by numerous Siddha Mahatmas and great devotees of the Lord, including Rupa Goswami, but many others also. His are few compared to the others. It's called Padyavali, an avali of Pad. So Kartika's Deepavali, everywhere rows of lights, and there's one day, Deepavali. I guess it's Amavasya, I suppose. Amavasya day is called Deepavali, isn't it? On Amavasya, everyone lights up lights. And they say Rama is returning to Ayodhya from Lanka at that time. Everyone is lighting the way, and they also say that irregardless of Ramlila, which is occasional, but every year Lakshmi Narayan are flying around at that time, which is Nityalila in one sense, because it's perennial, and Ram's Lila is occasional. He only came back to from Lanka once. He didn't do it every year. So it's called Naimittik Lila, occasional Lila. But every year, perennial Lila, Nityalila, whatever. Every year, Lakshmi and Narayan, they travel around on Amavasya and Kartik Amavasya, and they see what house has nice rangoli and designs in front of it, and which house is whitewashed, and which house is clean, and which house has ghee lamps and ghee light in front of all the windows, in front of all the entrance gates, and by the wells, and diwar and rooftops and all these things, and very well lit up, and very clean inside and out. And then Lakshmi Narayan, they say, they come inside that house, they visit there and stay for 1 year and give fortune. So that's Kartik. It's a light, the month of lights. And the most brilliant light is Radharani. She's the light of Krishna's life. She's the very light of Krishna's life. Bano Nandini, her name is Bano Nandini. So in Maghmas, the primary activity is chanting Hare Krishna. Every month it's the same. But in the Padma Purana, I just read some of the summary of the points that one must bathe outside the home at least 3, 5, or 7 days in the month. Even if you bathe in a mud puddle outside of your home, you get Swarga Mukti. It's all about Sukriti. Of course, our main activity is to chant Hare Krishna. But if one is in a holy place, or he wants to increase his Sukriti, because Sukriti, when it increases, it gives one sadhu sangha, and it gives one faith. Sukriti produces faith. Spiritual activities produce our Sukriti. There's punya. Punya is material karmas, material activities which give you material result. But Sukriti is a very special type of kriti. Sukriti, a very special type of action, which turns your face towards God, increases your faith towards God. And then Krishna arranges, as your faith increases and your inquisitiveness increases, then Krishna arranges for you to meet a sadhu. So, and just says all the different results. If you bathe outside your house, in other words, apparently the whole intention of the Shastra is for everybody to get cold. They want everybody to get out of their house, get out from underneath your razai and out of your sleeping bag and blankets and go outside. So they give all these different benefits. If you bathe outside in well water, you get punya, you get the Sukriti, reap the pious results of 12 years. If you bathe in a lake, it's 24 years, in the river it's 100. In a natural pond, you get 100 times the benefit. Some Mahatmyams describing the glories of Maghmas, they say they should bathe before sunrise. Some say at dawn, and others say between 6 and 8 a.m. So we bathe before dawn, just before dawn. There's so many benefits. They say that all calamities, by daily bathing in Maghmas, you destroy all sins and all calamities. You please Lord Vishnu and get liberation. Lord Vishnu is not so pleased with austerities, gifts, and yajñas as he is with amag bath. Bathing fulfills all one's desires, gives long life, health, money, good fortune. If you bathe anywhere outside of your home, you'll experience no sorrows in this life or the next life. If you take a bath in Magh at Prayag or Allahabad, it's equal to worshipping Lord Vishnu at hundreds of crores of other places. So they emphasize bathing at Prayag. Of course, all the holy places are at Radhakund. Prayag is here, Tirtharaj is here, they all came here. So they're all residing in Radhakund. It tells you different pujas you can do. This month you can also keep a Kanda deep lamp near the deity or near pots of tulsi. You should offer lots of tulsi leaves and mandris to the deity and lotus and champak flowers if you can find them. And bathe the deity with coconut water, warm coconut water or water or milk. Offer the deity lots of sesame seed preparations, khichdi with dried fruits, kheer, ghee fried items. So in Dattatreya, he also explains, Dattatreya's teachings, he explains that the human body is useless without bathing in Magh. And it says in Padma Puran, there's five activities which are very pleasing to Lord Krishna. What are those five activities which give pleasure to Lord Krishna? When Krishna is pleased, and he blesses that living entity with whatever they want. So one is that we chant the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And the other is that we observe Kartik Vrata. And the third is we offer, every day we worship Lord Vishnu with 16 articles. It's called Sodash Upachar. Upachar means articles, and Sodash means 16. Naivedyam and Padyam and Argyam and all kinds of ghee lamps and clothing and bath and food and all these things. The fourth thing is to take care of a tulsi garden, to maintain tulsi plants. The fifth is to observe Magh Mas. So these are Magh Mas Vrat. And it also says that if this is five things, and then there's three. It's called a triad of vows. Three vows which are very dear to Lord Vishnu: Kartik, Magh, and Ekadasi. So then, it's a very good month, as I mentioned, Magh, Vaishak, and Kartik. But especially Magh is, one should give donations during these 3 months, especially during the month. All during the month, one should give donations to brahmanas. They get so much benefit. If one is going to be charitable or kind and give money or some items to brahmanas, then Magh Mas is a very good month, Magh or Kartik or Vaishak. But in Magh Mas, it's especially recommended that one donates wood because it's cold. The people can keep warm. Donate wood, clothing, water pots, sandals, umbrella, ghee, oil, piles of cotton, cotton wicks, food like sesame and gore. If you do this on Sankranti or any time, especially, it destroys sins. It's a very Magh is a special month to give gifts to brahmanas. So one's very fortunate if they have their birthday in this month. Yes. And they collect gifts and they bless everyone at the same time. By giving gifts to brahmanas, one will get happiness. Their sins will be destroyed and attained to heaven, if you want to go there. Austerities and penances performed without giving gifts does not shine like the sky without the sun. So we do penances and austerities, but we should also give gifts in charity. Whatever gift you offer to a Brahmin, you get inexhaustible results. And you should offer food to the ancestors too. Like you cook something, then you put something out on the fence. Or you give some food to the cow, and then that goes to the ancestor, the cow or the crow. So then, and especially because it says the minimum breath is to observe, bathe at least 5 days in Magh. So you're fortunate that you're here for this more than 5 days. You're able to. So if anyone bathes just for 5 days, they get so much benefit. This special puja day, Sankranti, that's already passed. Then Shukla Panchami, that comes 4 days after our appearance day. And this is a day we should, important day to bathe the deity with milk and coconut water, offer lots of fruits, decorate the temple with new mango leaves, offer new clothes, fine cloth, illuminate all the house with lamps, and should offer whole coconuts, grapes, sugar canes, and green vegetables. It's the first day of spring, of course, Vasant Panchami, Magh Vasant Panchami, Saraswati's appearance day, and also Vishnu Priya Devi. It's a good season. This Magh season is a good season for vigorous yoga sadhana. On the Vasant Panchami, you should wear a yellow cloth, no matter what day it is, even if it's not a yellow day. Yellow is a sign of auspiciousness and spirituality. It represents the ripening of crops of mustard. Of course, yellow also represents Radharani. That's what Krishna wears, the yellow dhoti.
Radharani doesn't wear blue.
Yeah, yellow represents Radharani. That's why Krishna wears a yellow dhoti. Radharani wears a blue sari, which represents Krishna. So she's surrounded by Krishna. And Krishna's pitambara, yellow dhoti, because he wants to be surrounded by Radharani. So yellow is Radharani's color, no? Golden. And you should eat and offer yellow food on that day of Vasant Panchami. Magh Shukla Panchami is the same as Vasant Panchami. Offer yellow food, yellow saffron rice, early morning bath, worship the sun god, Ganga and the earth. It's the day that Shiva burnt Kamadev to ashes. You should worship Saraswati on that day, represented by the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, the Guru Parampara, and a picture of Saraswati. Saraswati is a wife of Brahma. You should cover, if you have a picture of Saraswati on Vasant Panchami on her appearance day, you should cover the picture with yellow cloth and put books, pens, and musical instruments on the altar. All are worshipped as dwelling places of Saraswati. These are activities to do on Vasant Panchami, the first day of spring, or Magh Shukla Panchami. Kind of fun things to do. And 2 days later is Shukla Saptami. This is a special day for worshipping Surya Bhagavan, the sun. This is the most auspicious day. If one fasts on this day, you'll get liberation. And the punya will be equal to observing a solar eclipse, one should bathe at dawn. This Shukla Saptami day is the mother of all Saptamis, belonging to the sun. You have appeared on the seventh day. I offer my respects to you, O Devi, living on the sun planet. So apparently, Saptami is the name of this day, is the name of a Devi who lives on the sun planet. One should donate grains and red cloth. You should give red cloth out of love for the sun, because red is the sun's color. Then, of course, I forgot one thing, that Shukla Tritiya. So first is Tritiya Panchami Saptami. So Tritiya is the third day. There's Amavasya, which this year is on February 7th. And then there's Shukla, or Ekam, which is February 8th. Then Dwitiya, which is February 9th. And February 10th is Tritiya. And February 12th, it would be Shukla Panchami, Vasant. Shri Vasant Panchami. Anyway, on Tritiya, this is Manvantari, any gifts given on this day get inexhaustible results. Anyway, this is Magmas. So, it should give sesame and gore to Brahmins, worship the sun, keep ghee lights lit in the temple and home, bathe before dawn and holy rivers, and give charity. And of course, what should be done every month and every week and every day is chanting pure name of the Lord, studying the Bhagavatam, engaging in devotional service. These are the primary activities that should be done. These are extra activities if one wants to do something extra to please Krishna. The whole objective in any kind of brat, ekadasi brat, or Kartik Brat or Magh Brat or bathing early in the morning is to purify our existence, purify our hearts, and purify our existence so that we can become a better instrument to serve Krishna, more useful for the service of Krishna. Because when our bodies become purified, then we need to sleep less. When we initially come to Krishna consciousness, we may be rather tamasic or rajasic people, requiring 8 or 10 hours of rest a day because of our habits, our eating habits, or our work habits. But as we become regulated in a sadhana schedule, then we find generally devotees decrease their sleeping drastically from 8 hours a day to 6 hours a day. If one is already on that schedule, he won't really decrease much. So we purify the body by regulated life, and then we can do more service to Krishna, free up more time. So when our minds become more pure, then we remember Krishna more. So these austerities and fasting, these devotional austerities or Vaishnava Vratas like Kartik and Magh Mas, and especially Ekadasi, Harivasara, they actually purify the senses and purify the mind. And when the mind becomes more pure and our senses become more pure, it's a more suitable and usable instrument to serve Krishna. It's easier for us to remember his pastimes, easier for us to... With a peaceful, pure mind, we can fix Krishna's form in our mind. That's the whole purpose. The purpose of having a healthy body is to use it for Krishna's service, not for sense pleasure. The purpose of having a purified, steady mind is to always meditate and think of Krishna. Remember Krishna's Naam, Rup, Gun, and Leela. So the connection is there. It's all for service. Our resting is for service. Our eating is for service. Our resting is service. Our sleeping is devotional service. Our eating is devotional service. Because this machine, this body, is a machine. It's a yantra to be used for Krishna's pleasure. And someday we'll have our sarup, our spiritual body. And that 24 hours a day, every minute of the day, we're engaged in serving Krishna. There's no need to rest and eat and all these things. Go to the doctor, take vitamins, blow your nose, go to the toilet. Then we can really be useful and really give some satisfaction to Krishna.